You're holding Daf Tezai, Nomer Aleph. Can the last Gemara just was, the Gemara says, Rav Rebbe Kiva, where Rebbe Kiva, he was the only one that went up to Shemayim, he went up B'Sholem and came down B'Sholem. The last Gemara was, even Rebbe Kiva, Bikshu Malchei Asharos L'Doivchai, the Malachim wanted to push him away, Omla Makarash Baruch Hu, and Ichol Azokin, leave Rebbe Kiva alone. He's a roi to be mishtamish with my kavod, like to be in Shemayim and not to be hurt. Yeah. Nothing more than Tezayin Darshan like this. My Dorish, what did Rebbe Kiva Darshan to know, even though he went up to Shemayim, he didn't get hurt there? So Rashi says it means, how did Rebbe Kiva know when he went upstairs to Shemayim exactly where not to look? That the other ones, it says, looked at the Shrinam, and then Ben Azai died, and Mazayma became Nitrofadaitai, he lost his mind. How come Rabbi Kiva, nothing happened to him? What did he dash to know to stay okay? So, Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Pasuk says, the awesome river voice Kodesh. That means, Ois who, for Revolver Shaloi. There's a sign in the Revolver, in the army of Hashem, in the Revolver voice. In the tens of thousands of upstairs in the Shemayim, there's an ice to know where Hashem is. So Rebbe Kiva knew that sign, and to look at Hashem directly, he didn't look. So he went upstairs to the paradise, he did not look directly at the Shechina. Therefore, nothing happened to him. Rabbi Avu Amar, Rabbi Avu says in this pasuk, says, Dogo Mervova. That means, Dugma hu Mervova Shaloi. Also, the Dugma, there's like a sign there, Rashi says, Dover Hikr. Means something is there, there's a sign there. So in other words, when he was in Shemayim, there was a sign there, he knew where the Shechina is, and not to be matzis, not to look directly at the Shechina. For Ashlokish Omar, Ashlokish of Nisposik, Hashem Tzavokai Shemoi, Odin Hu Betzvo Shaloi. He's the Odin, and his Tzavo, also the same thing, is an Odin means he's a master there, there's a special place for him. So Rebbe Kiva knew that Makam, and he didn't look there. He wasn't mistaken directly at Hashem. Rebbe Chiya Barava, Om Rebbe Yechanan. Thus it says, Loi Baruach Hashem, V'yachar Ruach Rash. Hashem is not in the Ruach, but after the Ruach, there's a big tumult. Loi Barash Hashem, V'yachar Rash Eish. Loi Ba'esh Hashem, Hashem is not in the fire. V'yachar Eish, Kail, there's a Kail. Kail Zemomadaka, small Kail. V'ini Hashem Oivar, Hashem goes by. It's the same thing, there's a sign, there's a noise going out before Hashem goes by, that he knew that when Hashem was going by, not to look there. So the kids of Rebbe Kiva did not look directly at the Shechina, therefore he went up there B'Sholem, and he also came down again B'Sholem. Nothing happened to Rebbe Kiva. By the Tana Rabbonin, Shisha Devarim Nemru B'Shedim. There are six things that are said about the Shedim, Shloisha Kamalchi Asharis, in three ways that daima to malachim, or shloisha to bnei yodim. And in three ways that daima to people, to bnei yodim, the shaydim, these demons. Shloisha kamalchi asharis. What does that mean? Yesh lem kunafayim kamalchi asharis. They have wings. Just like malachim have wings, the malachim could fly. Who had in shaydim also could fly. V'tosim, they fly. Misayfay lo miyatsayfay. Kamalchi asharis. They could fly from one side of the world to the other side of the world, just like Malachim do. That's what Shedim could also do. They also know the future, what's going to happen. Just like Malachim know what's going to happen, Huadim Shedim also know what's going to happen. For the Gemara, Yoidim, Sagodaita, do they themselves really know? Elo, what it means to say is, Shemin Miachuri Apagrid, Kamalchi Asheris. The Shedim go upstairs to Shemayim and they hear what's doing there. That's how they know what's going to happen. Not the Pshat, they know themselves. Just they hear the news, they hear the broadcast upstairs, they know what's going on, so they know what's going to happen. Kamalchi Asher, just like Malachim know what's going to happen, that means when Hashem tells them what's going to happen, they know. Ushloisha k'bnei yodim. In three ways, the Shedim are like b'nei yodim. Oichlin v'shoysin k'bnei yodim. Right, the Shedim also eat. They eat like a regular Bnei Yodim, like a person. Porin v'rovim k'bnei yodim. Understand? Shedim also multiply. They're porin v'rovim, just like men multiply, they also multiply. Umeisim k'bnei yodim, they also die. Shedim die. So the three ways Shedim are daima to melachim, and three ways daima to an yodim. Shisha dvorim nemru b'nei yodim. About a person, there are six things said about a person. Shloisha k'malchi asharis. In three ways, every person is doima to a malach, and shloshik a behema. In three ways, a person is doima to a behema. In other words, a person has a neshama mimal, and he has his guf that comes from this world, the same place where the behema comes from. Shloshik a malach yashoros. That means yeshlem das kamalach yashoros. A person has das, he has seichel, he can understand things. That's a das elyon. He can understand what's doing. He has shaykhus to ruchnius. He has shaykhus to the Torah. That's doima to malach yashoros. A person also stands straight up. We walk straight up like malachim, not like animals that are always bent over, but we walk straight up the kumas kufa like a malachim. We could also talk lashon hakodesh kamalchi hasheros. That's the lashon malachim talk. Who adin bnei yadim could also understand and talk lashon hakodesh. Now, shloisha kabehema, but in three ways the person has to know he's also doima to an animal. That means oichlin v'shreshin kabehema. He has the meat he also eats. He eats like a behema. Or porim v'robin kabehema. He also multiplies. He to have children like a behema. Or maitzi and rei kabehema. We also let out the waste of the body like an animal does. That a person is also doima. To show that a person has two parts to him. He has the neshama and he has the guf. What? No. All right. Then Mishnah said, "Kol ha-mestakel b'dalet dvorim resuy eloi shloi bol yonam." Whoever thinks about four things, so resuy eloi means it's worth it for him. He should not be in this world. He's better off not being here. So, what are these four things? So, Mar says, "Bishleima that we understand mala mala." Someone tries to understand what's doing in the Shemayim, but the Maisa Makova, it's no good. Don't start thinking about those things. It's too much above us, we don't understand it. Ma'ala Mata, what's doing Lamata, it's also Machlokes Rashin, if it means under the Rekiah, right underneath the Rekiah, or else underneath the world. Ma'ali Ochor Lechai, what's going to take place in Maisa Mashiach, that's good. We shouldn't start thinking about those things. We don't know, we're not supposed to think into them. Elo lefnim, when a person thinks about what happened before Hashem created the world, l'chura might have heavy. It happened already. So what's so bad about it? Like you're not thinking into something new that's going to happen. It happened already. So what should be so bad about thinking already about what happened? So Mara says, Reb Yechon and Reb Loza, the Yamri Tavar, they both say, Moshe l'melech v'osav adam. This is an example to a king. Shomali Avodov, he told his servants, Bonuli Platrin, build me a big palace, Gedolin, Alo Ashpo, on top of a junkyard. Build me a big palace on top of a junkyard. Is Holcho Bonuli, they went and they built him this big palace. Is a Ritzoinoi Shemelech Lahaski Shem Ashpo. The Melech does not want them to know what's doing underneath it, where the junkyard is there. So it's a Moshe Ross, like Hashem doesn't want us to know what was there before Hashem created the world. Before I created the world, there was Sayyid of Avoya. We don't know what that was. Shem doesn't want us to know either about that. We're not supposed to think into what happened before the world was created. And the Mishnah says, whoever doesn't care about to give respect to Hashem, you don't care about respecting Hashem, also you're better off, you're worthy of not being on the world. Mahi, what does it mean you're not giving respect to Hashem? What shall I chas al kvoy koinoi? Rabbi Abba Omar, zeh amastaka b'keshes. Just looking at the keshes. When there's a bow in the sky, a rainbow, you look in the sky, that's no good. You're not supposed to look at it. That's called you're not giving covered to the Shekhinah. Rabbi Yosef, that's what mastaka is supposed to be. See, I'm a stackle. If you look, you're not supposed to look at it. It's a sign that Hashem is showing us, like it's a bad sign, they say usually. That really, the shot is that we deserve to be destroyed, but Hashem made a sign, the Keshet, he won't destroy the world anymore. It's like he's showing his sign now, the reason why he's not destroying us is because of the Keshet. So it's a bad sign, we're not supposed to be a stackle, look at it. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Zeo Eivra Avera B'Seser. Somebody does not very hiddenly, privately. As if to say, you don't care about Hashem, you care about people should not see you, so openly you won't do the Avera, but privately you do it, as if to say you don't care about the Shekhinah, that's called you're not giving Kvoy Koinoi. Tomorrow says, now, Mistakel, but Keshes, what's wrong with it? Looking at the rainbow, the sieve, Kemara, Keshes, is a year beyonin. Beyoim Ageshen, Kemara, Hanoga, Sabavu. Mara, Demus, Kavod Hashem. It has to do with looking at the Kavod Hashem. If you've been Mistakel at the rainbow, it looks like you're looking at Kavod Hashem. And it's not nice to stare at Hashem. Therefore, you should not look, stare at the rainbow. Rabbi Yosef, says, Zeho Eber Aver B'Seser. What's called you don't have cover to Hashem? That's if you do an Aver B'Seser privately. Could Rabbi Yitzchak, look at Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Oiver Aver B'Seser. Somebody that does an Aver B'Seser privately, Kilo Doichak Ragle Shechina. As if he's pushing away HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like you don't care about Hashem. Other people you care about, nobody should see you do the Aver, but Hashem you don't care about. Rashi says, Kilo Doichak Ragle Shechina. Oima Beliba, you're saying in your heart, Ein Hashchina Kan, as if to say Hashem is not here. That's why I'm doing it here. Uksiv Oretz Adoim Raglai. The Pesuk says, no, Hashem is all over. So now that's cool, you don't have respect for Hashem. Shenema, the Pesuk says, Koyamar Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi V'Oretz Adoim Raglai. That the Shemayim is my chair, and this whole world is my footstool. Because Hashem is on this whole world, wherever we are, Hashem is there also. So you're not allowed to do Averis even B'Seisu. But the more Aini, it's not like that. For Yomer Rebbe Loi, Yomer Rebbe Loi Yazokin, Rebbe Loi Yazokin used to say, Im Roya Odom Sheyitzvim Es Gabrolov. If somebody sees that his Yetzara is very big upon him, working hard, and he can't control himself, he wants to do an Avera. Usually it means Nus. Person wants to live with an Isha, he wants to have Nus. What should he do? Is Yelech Lemokim Sheymakirinoisai. He should go to a different place where they don't recognize him. Because you shouldn't make a Chil Hashem. You do it in your own city, everybody knows you, it's a tremendous Chil Hashem. So what you should do is go to another place, people don't recognize you there. The Yilboy Shchorim, and put on black clothing. The Yisatev Shchorim, and wrap yourself with black clothing. The Yasa Mashli B'Chofetz, and there do whatever your heart desires. So Poshet Smashma is giving you a right to do it. We'll soon say it's not that way. But the more ends off, the Al Yechalo Shem Shemayim B'Fahesiyah. Better not to do the Avera, don't do Znus in your own hometown. Everybody will talk about, look at this Tzadik here, he did Znus, the terrible Chil Hashem. So you're better off going to another place where nobody knows you, and dressed up, nobody should recognize who you are. So that's cool, by co-ponim, you're doing the Avera B'Seser. Nobody will realize who you are, they don't know you're doing the Avera. So you see, it's not so bad to do the Avera B'Seser. So Mar says, like Kashi of Nostira, Ho de Motzi Kayef Lelitzrei, Ho de Le Motzi Kayef Lelitzrei. Depends. If you could hold yourself back from not doing the Avera, and you do it, that's a terrible Zach. In other words, really, you shouldn't have done it. Just you're doing it privately because the pshat is you don't care about Hashem. You think Hashem is not here. But if the person has such a big yetzara, such a big desire, he just can't hold himself back, he just has to do it, then there's an yetzer rather than doing it with a hesion. Everybody should see you doing the Avera. There's such an Indian, go another place and do it there, that people should not see you akoponim. That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns though. Rashi says it means Lamokam Shane Makirinoisai, go to another town that they don't recognize you. Rashi, the Pshat is Ein Daita Gatsolov. You won't feel like a big shot over there. The reason why you want to do the Avera here, you're very high, you think everything is yours, so you don't care, you do the Avera. If you go to another place, you're like lost there, you don't have the desire, you lose your desire there. Veshema Yiko Koyach Yitzroy. Maybe you'll lose your desire, you'll be able to fight the Yetzirah there. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. Not that you have a heter to do the Avera there. But there's an Eitzah to fight the Yetzirah. Go to another place, and there maybe you'll lose your whole desire. V'gamim yechta ein odem leisen leiv. And if you do have to do the Avera really, do it there also, that people won't realize it. Shein achosher b'yeneihem. V'gam b'levush shcharim. Also, we are black. The Pshat is people won't see you, they won't recognize who you are. That's the way. Or Rashi's mashma also. Yeah, look at Taisis. Taisis says, V'yasa mashli b'chofetz. Legamri mashma. Enechnaim, it's mashma taka that's what you should do. To mutav lo liyodem shiasa chefsoi. To say, sir, if you see the Yetzirah is too great, you're going to have to do the Avera, you're better off doing it another place privately and not do it in this town where everybody will know you. So Taisis says, V'loik yipir shrak, it's not like the Rach's pshat. The Shloi Perakama the Gdushin. The Pirish over there, the Rach learns, the Chas v'Sholem, Shoyamat Elasas Avera. Havad, the Rav Yitzchak is not telling you a heter to do an Avera. Elokom, Rav Yitzchak is saying like this,
Yilbash Chorim, put on black clothing. V'yelech l'makam achar, go to another place. T'levisha Chorim, v'yachsanoyis mishabrim liboy. The pshat is, if you go to another place, like Rashi's first pshat a little bit, you'll break your heart. You won't be such a big shot there. And maybe you won't listen to Yetzirah. And the same thing, wear black clothing also to break your heart. For lo yavu de avera, and you won't do the avera there. For yochol lasos miyachshav mashli b'chofetz. Tavada yen yitzvah mizgabrolov. There you'll be able to do what your leiv wants mean, because there the Yetzirah won't be so strong against you. So, just the opposite. What the Gemara says, and thee you should do, mashali b'chofetz means that really your leiv doesn't want to do the avera. Just the Yetzirah here is too strong, he's talking you into doing it. So the answer is, go to another town and wear black clothing, that there you'll break your heart, and there you won't have to listen to the Yetzirah, and then maybe you'll be able to do mashali b'chofetz, what your heart really desires is not to listen to the Yetzirah. That's the way the Rach learns. The sugya the shmartnei the mashma kedvarov hochav reish berg basra, but Tosef a kol point, the poshup shan agamor is not like that. The poshup shan agamor is that if Yitzchak is telling you, if you see you have to do the avera, it's kedai to do the avera someplace else and not do it at home. But a kol point, if you see it's better to do it to seiser, that the teretz, that if you could hold yourself back, avad, it's an avera, it's terrible. But if you can't hold yourself back, then it's better to do it this way at least. The Rashi says, Kayif le Yitzray, bo b'teyach al shu nechba b'seisik kildeh horagolim. In other words, if you could hold yourself back, but the pshat that you're doing it b'seisik is pshat, you don't care about Hashem, as long as nobody sees you, you think it's alright? That's terrible. Ma'ashenken heichad le moti kayif le Yitzray. But in a case where you can't hold yourself back, then toib le b'tzinim b'fasiyah. It's better to do the avera in another place, privately, than rather doing it here before Hefti, everybody should see, and it'll be a big chilul Hashem. Right. Dorosh Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Nachmeni, mitugminei to Resh Lakish. From the Targum of Resh Lakish, the interpreter of Resh Lakish, that kolam mistakel begimel dvorim. Whoever looks mistakel at three things, ain't of chaos. You'll lose your eyes become weak. Ba'kesha, somebody looks at the rainbow, you lose your eyesight, you become a little bit weak. Over Nossi, you stare at the Nossi, at the president, the highest position in Klal Yisrael, you're not supposed to stare at him. Over Kahanim, you stare at Kahanim, Meshach Tei Duchin. Ba'akeshes, the Siddur Pasuk says, Kamara Keshes, Hashiyah B'yonin, B'yom HaGeshem, Hu, Mara Zemus Kvod Hashem. It's just like the Kvod Hashem, just like you're not supposed to stare at Hashem, you should not stare at the rainbow. The Nossi, what's wrong with the Nossi? That's the chief, the president of Klal Yisrael. The Siddur Pasuk says, I'm going to put mehoitzcholov like my shechina upon him, so it's not nice to stare at the shechina. And now mistako b'kahanim, what does that mean by kahanim? Bizman she beis hamikdash kayim. The yikar inyan is when they had the beis hamikdash. Shoyu oyim dim al duchonim. Then the kahanim used to duchin or mevorchin as Yisrael b'shem hamafarish. They used to say the shem hamafarish. And when you say the shem hamafarish, it's not nice. Look at the kahanim at that time. That's meikir adin. At that time was bad for the eyesight. That we don't look bizman is there, it's only a minig. It's not really bad for the eyesight bizman is there. Because bizman is there, we don't say the shem hamafarish, the shechin is not really on the hands bizman is there, so it's not that bad bizman is there. It's a minig not to look at the kahanim b'shach haduchah. I shouldn't say it's not so bad, you're not supposed to. But our koponim is not this din of the Gemara. Din of the Gemara that says you lose your eyesight, you look become worse, that's only bizman the beis hamikdash where they had the shem hamafarish. Dorosh Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Nachmeni, mitugminei de Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish interpreter. My dechsev, what does the pasuk say, Micho, al tamino bereyai, like don't trust your friend. Al tiftuchu bi'alef, don't have trust also a good friend of yours. That means, in yoy malucho yeitzar v'chatoi, if the yeitzar tells you, do averis, listen to me. You're going to get petch later, get gehenim later, don't worry. Ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu meichu, Ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu meichu you later. Tell Hashem I sent you. That's the Yetzer will tell you, don't be afraid about later, Hashem will be meichu you later. So the Pasuk says, Al Tamin, don't believe the Yetzer. Shenem and the Pasuk says, Al Tamin Bereya, don't trust this Yetzer. V'yein Ra al Yetzer, Ra is the Yetzer, don't trust him. Shenem ak Yetzer leiv odem Ra, the person's heart is bad, means the Yetzer is there. V'yein Olaf, who's the Olaf, the heart, the head, the chief, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenem Alufen Nu'urai Osa. Because in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't trust the Yetzirah when he tells you that Hashem will be meichu you. Shema Toima, maybe you'll say, me may it be, who's going to know if I did the Aveiru, who's going to say Yedis? No, Avnei Beisoy Vekarvas Beisa Shalodim. Hey, Medim Boy, your own stones, the own walls of your house, is going to come to Hashem B'yayim Adin to testify to the various you did there. Don't think you're only you and yourself in the room. No, the wall see. Shinyam Apostle says, Ki Evan Mikir Tizok Vechofes Me'etz Yanenu. That the wall will scream out, the apes will scream out, that Hashem's going to hear from the walls, as going to be made what you did. So the Chacham say, Nishmosoi Shalodim Ida. Your Neshama is there, and the Neshama is going to say, Eidus to Hashem. Shinem the Apostle says, Mishoi Cheves Chekecho, Shema Pischa Picha. Means watch Chekecho, the Neshama should watch it. The neshama is there. Ezehi davar sheshecheves bechekos shalodim. Watch something that's sitting in your lap, like have yoyim ezu neshama. That's the person's neshama that will also be made lost in love or lost in what you, everything you did.
Yeah. Right.
Reb Zriku Amar shnei malachei asharis. The two malachim, Hamalav and Noison, that it was a walk with a person, hey, Medim boy, they're the ones going to testify later everything you did. Shinem the Pasuk says, Ki malachov yitzavach loch, lishmorcha b'chod urechecha. Some say that Evorim Shalodim Edim Boy, a person's own limbs, his own Evorim, will testify. Shinemar v'atem eidai numa shem v'anikel. That atem, you yourself, the person's own limbs himself will say this to all the things that he did. So that's the Mishnah. Yosi ben Yoezer Oimer Shalai Lismach. Here's the machlokes now, even the kabbonah she allowed to bring on Yom Tov, the Moshe Shalmei Chagiga. We hold you're allowed to bring, like Rabbi Silu Shita, you're allowed to bring a Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tov. First day Yom Tov. The Shalmei, you're allowed to make the mitzvah smicha or not. We all do the mitzvah to make a smicha. That means the owner of the korban has to put his two hands and all his weight of his body on top of the head of the animal, which really is also to do on Yom Tov. It's called a shvus. It's called you be mishtamish with a bal chai. Just like you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos, you can't ride a horse. Who would you can't be mishtamish with a bal chai on Shabbos? And not allowed to put your whole weight on top of the animal. So by making the mitzvah smicha, by putting your hands on top of the animal, you're being over an issa the rabbonim of a shvus. So the question is, did the Rabbanan let you do it on Yom Tov or not? Really it has to do is, to your old smicha, take of the smicha shchita, that the smicha could only be done right before the shchita, then it has to be done on Yom Tov, you have to do it. But maybe no, maybe you can do the smicha even before you do the shchita. So the answer is, make the smicha before Yom Tov, and then on Yom Tov make the shchita. So it's a machlokes, so you're allowed to make the smicha on Yom Tov or not. So a lot of different mandiyamrim here. First is Yosi ben Yoezer Oimer Shalai Lismach. You're not allowed to make a smicha on Yom Tov. Rashi says B'Yom Tov V'zui Machlokes Rishoina Shoyse B'Chachmi Yisrael. This is the first Machlokes to war by Chachmi Yisrael. Before this, everything was Mekubal Moshe Rabbeinu Ish Mepiyish Rabbi Mirabba. There's no Machlokes. Moshe Rabbeinu had no Machlokes. Yeshua had no Machlokes. The Torah was given over Miyad Liyad. This was the first time Vaisdais didn't hear too clear from the Rebbe, and he thought he heard this way, he thought he heard that way, to start to be Machlokes. So Yosef ben Yoez, this is the first Machlokes that wasn't Klal Yisrael. That Yosef ben Yoez said, Shlal Lismach, don't make smich on Yom Tov. Yosef ben Yochanan Oimer Lismach, no, you're supposed to make a smich on Yom Tov. You're allowed to. Right, this is the first Machlokes. Another one is the same Machlokes, Ladam on the Yomim. Yeshua ben Prachi Oimer, Shlal Lismach, don't make a smicha. Nitoi har beili yoimer lismach. You are allowed to make a smicha. Right, another machlokes is Yehuda ben Taboy yoimer shlel lismach. Also, shita not to make a smicha on Yom Tov. Shimon ben Shetta shatach yoimer lismach. Yes, you are allowed to make a smicha on Yom Tov. Rashi says Yeshua ben Prachia kulem dor achador. One generation yet another generation, the machlokes still kept on going. Shmaya yoimer lismach. Avtal yoimer shlel lismach. Hillel or Menachem lo nechleku. Hillel and Menachem did not argue. That Menachem agreed to Hillel. We'll see in the Gemara exactly who Menachem was. Then the Gemara Mishnah says, Yotze Menachem. Menachem went out. He was like the Av Bezdin then. He lost his position. And Nichna Shammai. Shammai took over Menachem's place. The Gemara explains, what does it mean Yotze? Where did he go to? But first it was Hillel and Menachem, and when Menachem had to leave, then Shammai took over Menachem's place. So now it's the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that Shammai yoymer shtolismach. Shammai shita was not to make a smicha on Yomtiv. And Hillel yoymer lismach. Hillel said, no, you're allowed to make a smicha on Yomtiv. So again, machlokes now Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Mishnah explains, Horishonim, Hoyunisim. The first one in all these machlokes, and as they say, the first man the Yomer was the Nasi. He was the chief in charge. He was like the president of Klal Yisrael. And the one that argued on him, the second one, was the Avdezin at that time. Those were two highest positions there were. The first one was the Nasi, the Melech. When they had a Melech, he was called the Melech. When they didn't have a Melech, he was called the Nasi. And the next one is the Avdezin. The first one that they say in each door, he was the Nasi. And the second one was the Avdezin. Yotana Rabbanan, the Brisa says like this, Shloisha Mizugos HaRishonim Shomru Shlo Lismich. From the first three Machlekesim, the three that say the first Shita, not to make a Smich on Yomtif, Ushnaya Mizugos HaChronim, and two from the last Zugs, Shomru Lismich, that says you could make a Smich, it's like this, HaRishonim HaYush Nisiyim. The first one was a Nasi in Klal Yisrael, Ushniyim Lem Avdezin, and the second one was the Avdezin. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. V'chacham say, Yehuda ben Taboy Avdezdin. No, Yehuda ben Taboy, he was the Avdezdin. The Shimon ben Shartach Nasi, he was the Nasi. Because even though it says Yehuda ben Taboy first, so according to the first man, the Yom, he should have been the Nasi, he's arguing, saying, no, we have Yehuda ben Taboy Yermishlo Lismach, Shimon ben Shartach Yom Lismach. So the way we have it, really, according to the first man, the Yom, Yehuda ben Taboy was the Nasi. And that's what he's arguing, saying, no, Yudah ben Taboy was not the Nasi, he was only the Avdezin. That's what Ramey says. Let me in the Chomet. Chomet says, Yudah ben Taboy was the Avdezin, and Shimon ben Shetach, he was the Nasi. So where it says, Man Tan, who's the Tan, who held the Tan Rabbonin? This that we went to the Braisa. The Braisa says like this. So again, it's a Shiloh, who was greater, Shimon ben Shetach or Yudah ben Taboy? That's the Machlokes Ramey and the Chomet. Which one was the Nasi, and which one was the Avdezin? So now who's this Tana holds like this? The Tana Rabbanan. Omer Reb Yudah ben Taboy. Reb Yudah ben Taboy said like this. Ereb in Achama, like I should see in Achama, Im lo harakti eid zoymam, lo haitzi melibim shal tzadukim. That what I did is, I had an eid zoymam killed, just to prove, not like the tzadukim used to say. Shayuaymim, the tzadukim, the Rishayim used to say, Ein Eidim Zaymimim Nehorgin Achi Horeg Hanidim. Eidim Zaymimim is the cases that two Eidim first come and say, we saw the way Shimon killed somebody. And then another two Eidim come and say, how could you say that Sunday morning you saw Shimon killing somebody in L.A., Sunday morning you were with us in San Francisco. That's called Eidim Zaymimim. So they make the first Eidim liars, and the din is, what the first Eidim wanted to do, we do back to them. So since they wanted to have Reuven killed, they said Eidim that Reuven killed somebody else. So Lachar is now we kill back the Eidim. So the Tzedukim used to say, when do we kill the Eidim? Only if Reuven was killed. Whereas the Eidim was that Reuven killed somebody. So they used to say that if Bezdin passed and died, that Reuven is Machayev Misa, and Bezdin killed Reuven, and now we find out that the Eidim were false, were Eidim Zayimim, now we killed the Eidim Zayimim. But let's say that first they said true Reuven killed somebody, but before Bezdin really killed Reuven, they came out to find out his Eidim Zayimim. The Tzedukim used to say we don't kill the Eidim, and we know the Lachar is just the opposite. The Lachar is not like that. The Lachar is Kasher Zoman v'loy Kasher Rasa. You only killed the Eidim before Bezdin killed the people, but if Bezdin already killed, that's a question already. That's called Kasher Zoman v'loy Kasher Rasa. So Mel Yudah ben Taboy once had an Eid Zayimim, one Eid killed, just to prove, not like the Tzedukim. So Rashi says, Eid Zayman, Shloihuza Me'aluhu Levadai. The case also, we'll soon see he did something wrong here. Because the two Eidim have to say Reuven killed somebody. Now what happened was, only one Eid was found to be false. Not the other one. The only made a Huzam on one Eid. Another two pair of Eidim came and says to one of these two Eidim, how could you say Sunday morning you saw them kill? Sunday morning you were with us someplace else? So in this case, where only one Eid is a Zoymim, Yudah ben Taboy had him killed. And we'll soon see really he did wrong.
was the law is you can only kill the Edim if both of them are Edim Zoymim. You have to have both. But if only one is Edim Zoymim, you don't kill them. But so far, Yudah ben Taboi had this one Ed killed, even though Reuven was not killed yet. To show the Tzedukim they were wrong. I think Mara says, they used to say, you only get killed if he's killed. But before Reuven is killed, we don't kill the Edom Zoymim. Rashi says here, Koydim Hazom, Rashi says, Achi Yorag Anidim. Koydim Hazom, V'yachakach Huzmu, Shoyador Shenefesh Benechve, Shoma B'Edom Zoymim. Omer Lom Chachomim, V'loi Kfanem, no, just the opposite, Kashe Zomam Lassus Yochiv, V'adayin Ochiv Kayim, just the opposite. Edom Zoymim means what you wanted to do. V'loma Nemo Nefesh Benechve, Sheinahogim Achiyig Maradin, Shel Nidin Koydim Shuzmu. That you only get killed if they paskin nois that Reuven is mechayiv misa. So two Edim said that Reuven killed. And Bezdin paskin nois already Reuven's chayiv misa. Before Bezdin kills Reuven, now if we find out these first two Edim was zoymimim, that's the lacha we killed the two Edim. And we don't have to wait until Reuven was killed. Because if Reuven was killed, then just the opposite, we say kasha zomam, veloi kasha rosa. So the kids, Yudah ben Taboi, had this Edim.